This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Congress has issued a subpoena for the Environmental Protection Agency. U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa wants EPA to produce documents about the proposed Pebble Mine, particularly documents and communications relating to the permit review, including any action under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. Issa and other congressional members also have asked the EPA Inspector General to look into the matter. Governor Sean Parnell's office says he has signed legislation rejecting recommended pay increases for himself, the lieutenant governor, and Maine department heads. Earlier, the legislature unanimously adopted Senate Bill 125, which rejected the pay increases. The State Officers' Compensation Commission had recommended the pay raises as a way for those positions to catch up with pay increases for other executive branch employees. The village of Galena was hard hit last year by flooding, and a lot of effort went into rebuilding. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a lot of work remains.
State and federal responders joined Galena locals last summer to restore power, water, and sewer service and make repairs to public buildings like the health clinic, school, and fire station. But local disaster recovery coordinator John Korda is anticipating several additional projects this summer.
Some road work is still going to take place. Lots of work on our power plant needs to get done. Our pool's still not back up and running. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that still need to happen.
Renovation and replacement of flood-damaged homes is the other major focus. Korda says many locals ran out of time last year.
A lot of it was really just temporary quick fixes because there's just the mucking out and cleaning things up. And by the time we were done with that, shoot, here comes winter.
Federal Emergency Management Agency Coordinating Officer Dolph DeMont counts 87 homes repaired last summer, but confirms a lot of work remains. He lists 23 families who are displaced from their homes, while others are living in flood-damaged houses.
We have 32 homes requiring repairs or rebuild. Of the 32, 13 are complete rebuilds.
Only one flood-destroyed home has been replaced so far. DeMont says free labor will be available to all Galena residents doing flood repairs or construction this summer.
People eligible for FEMA help will be assisted by United Methodist Volunteers in Mission, and Samaritan's Purse is coming in to work directly with those other families who aren't, for one reason or another, aren't qualified for FEMA help.
DeMont acknowledges that some work done by volunteers last summer fell short of Alaska standards. He says everybody coming in this summer will be trained, adding that all new homes will be on elevated sites. That's a problem for residents of low-lying Old Town Galena, where FEMA is not funding rebuilding. The agency is providing eligible property owners their money toward construction in Newtown, but Galena's Korda says it's not enough.
Some of those people are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. They can't rebuild where they're at, but they don't have quite enough funding to rebuild in Newtown either. So we're working on that one.
Last week, an assessment team visited Galena to help residents make building materials lists. A step state emergency management spokesman Jeremy Zedek says is key to being ready for summer construction.
Getting their building materials to Galena on the first available barges will help out tremendously.
Barges typically don't run until mid-May, and Zedek is anticipating one variable between now and then.
National Weather Service River Forecast Center has given us an average breakup, so we'll just have to see.
The devastation of last year's spring flood has Galena residents apprehensive. Korda says people have their fingers crossed for an easy breakup.
That's our hope. I think a lot of people are still on edge because we know full well that the same thing could happen again. On any given year, it could happen. And I think there's going to be a lot of anxiety with this breakup.
If there is another flood, local, state, and federal authorities will be well prepared. Response agencies have maintained a camp in Galena through the winter, and the community remains a hub for the state's Spring River Watch program. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Seine boats fishing off Sitka took in 5,000 tons of herring Sunday in the second opening of the 2014 season. The Sitka Sentinel reports the total was just under the 5,300 tons caught last Thursday in the first opening of the Sacro herring fishery. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.